Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Ooh, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is James LeRoy.
This is Ricky.
And this is Bill.
This is episode 380.
Today is August 24th, 2011.
You know what I have to say is I do miss the one we took out.
Everybody needs a little time away.
How about Chicago?
So, y'all, I want to talk about this right now.
Oh.
My siblings text messaged me yesterday. Oh, my God, the ground just shook. Because, y'all, Virginia had an earthquake.
Yeah,
A 6.0 earthquake.
It here.
No way.
They felt the earthquake here in Chicago. There was also one in Colorado.
No way.
Yes.
Yes, way.
I didn't feel it.
Neither
and
did
I was working.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
You're lying.
No.
Bouncing up and down on somebody's big old cock is not an earthquake.
Because I was at work.
Go look at the news.
That's why he was doing it.
No.
Look at the news. You could feel the earthquake here in Chicago.
Maybe there was a train passing and that's why I didn't get it. Didn't feel it.
Yeah. Not everyone did, but I thought I was crazy. And
was it just like a shh?
Well, yeah. And then I swore like the building was moving. You know, mm-hmm. like a big wind type of a, you know, just kind of like a quick little thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I just hadn't had too much coffee that day. So I was like, is it just my heart like bouncing me or what has happened? And then I heard the plaster fall on the wall like it did, like, you know, when you like hammer into it. I'm like, I think it did move. But I didn't know that there was an earthquake until later in the day. One of my coworkers messaged me from Minnesota and was like, hey, did you feel the earthquake? Supposedly you could feel it in Chicago. I'm like, oh, I thought I was nuts earlier when I thought my house was shaking. But apparently it. Yeah,
my sister said it was pretty strong there.
Can't believe that there's a 4-foot crack in the Washington Monument. In the tip.
Somebody tweeted today. They go, so after yesterday, it's 4 foot? Like
yeah,
long?
4 feet.
Not wide.
It's 4 feet long.
Long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, baby.
Well, first of all, I learned today that that's the tallest stone structure in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But I thought that... I thought that Leaning Tower of Pisa was...
That's steel. Oh, no, I'm sorry. When you said that, I thought
it's brick,
of...
right? Stone?
Thought of...
Yeah. I think somebody's trying to make the United States look bigger than it really is.
I don't know. Actually, it may be bigger
They supersize.
I don't... The last Pisa, time I saw
Pisa's
it
not
is...
not that big.
The last time I saw it was like when I was in 7th grade when like fucking Desert Storm was going on and everything was fucking closed all the time. But anyway, somebody tweeted that they found a crack in the Washington Monument today, but enough about Washington, D.C.'s drug problem. And then there was another one about Obama had a press release today saying that there was an earthquake, something... Never mind. I can't remember what it is now. So, okay, you people in the group messaging for Vegas, stop. Seriously, stop it. How many times has my phone went off since you guys have been here?
How many times have it's gone off since we just started the show?
Right.
That was like, what, 10?
I should have never signed up for this. 6 years ago, I should have said, no, I will not do a podcast.
And now your listeners cry.
Right.
Don't do it. I love how you went from stop texting me to I should never have had a podcast.
But yeah, I text messaged my sister and I was like, oh Lord, it's the big news in Montgomery County. They're gonna talk about it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Soaks country down there. But anyway.
So guess what Bill and I did on Monday?
Did we do?
We went and saw Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Yeah. Oh, was it good?
It was a shit-free preview. Yeah,
That was real good.
Thought it was amazing.
Really? It's that good?
Yeah, because it's like, it's beautiful, first of all. Beautifully filmed, just like you would expect from Del Toro. I mean,
yeah. How's What's Her Face?
Good.
She's actually not bad. Yeah.
Especially at the end.
It's like an old school horror film. I mean, it's not, there's maybe only two moments where you actually see blood.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even if I and I wouldn't even call them gore. So there's like no real gore. I mean, it's just an old school, creepy, anxiety creepy, scare. Creepy movie where, you know, the house is a character.
Mm-hmm.
The setting is a character. You know, it is just.
And this isn't a remake of an old movie at all?
No, it's actually a remake of an old TV show.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's one that Del Toro, if I remember correctly reading, had said that he thinks it's one of the scariest. It was one of the scariest TV or films ever made.
So was this a movie for TV or was it like an episode show? Like episodes
it was an
of it?
Actual movie.
Oh, the original? It was, it was a TV movie, I think.
Oh, okay. So like It. Stephen King's It.
Yeah, except was that one or is that a like two. Or was that like The Stand where it was multiple?
The Stand, I think it was seven or something.
I don't think this was a miniseries. Oh, okay. I think it was just a, I don't, so don't quote me. Someone's
going to
sure.
Do you know what year it was?
No.
But probably I'm sure the 70s.
Probably.
When the scary movie craze started. I love scary movies.
It's brilliant. It's definitely something that when it comes out, you must go see.
Does it come out this Friday?
No, I don't think it comes out.
Coming out much later.
A couple months.
They have been advertising that shit since last year. I was watching the previews for that in
Florida.
They
do that for some movies. You know that, right? Like to build up
the hype.
Well,
some of them I would think like Batman and Superman, but the scary
that already has hype enough built up to it, but it's stuff like this kind of it's kind of like the stuff like this movie that they usually do that to kind of like.
Well, and it's also Del Toro making a horror film, which is kind of what he does, and you know, I just think there's a lot of, you know, people are waiting for it, wanting to see it.
Mm-hmm. I think George saw it too. George and Mark.
Really? There was only one showing and I do not remember seeing them.
They had free tickets. Or Mark did. So he had free tickets.
We were there over an hour early and almost didn't get in.
Fuck. So really quickly, just to confirm what you guys are talking about, it was made in 73 and it was for ABC. And it was an American made for television horror film by Lorimar Productions. Called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's good.
It's real good.
It makes me excited, and I need to get on my planning because I do want to do 31 horror films in October. Not like maybe one every day, but have a couple days where we'll do a double header. But I need to make my schedule and invite everyone to come up.
You need to plan it around Redbox. So you can
do you already have the you already have the DVDs? Or
I got to plan and see which ones I want to do and see which DVDs I need to get. Which do I need to call in some favors for some friends?
Can we do One Night Critters? Love that movie.
Oh, I think some of that would be fun. But also, I think it's always fun to do things like, you know, to do
random
the original and then show the like remake.
Back to back.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can kind of
Halloween versus Halloween.
So you can kind of see, like, you know.
Or Freddy versus Freddy.
Are we going to at least watch, like a spooky, like, Scooby-Doo or something?
I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Or Charlie Brown,
the Great Pumpkin. I suppose we could have the Pussy Night. Pussy.
Well, I love a good pussy night.
I've got black pussy, got white pussy.
Do you?
Yeah, I love a good pussy. So let's see what else we got here.
Who's this hot guy?
Okay, so we're at the bottom lounge, and there's this, and it's gonna be hard to describe to people.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, the bottom lounge is where the bear dance was.
Dance
for market days,
for market days
from the last show.
It's gonna be hard to explain this to people that can't see this, but so I was at the bar ordering a drink, and the guy next to me was super fucking hot. I mean, like Latino. He had the scruff going on. Had a nice little booty. Very fucking cute. So I'm standing here at the bar and explaining to them how I'm doing this. I'm looking at Josh. I'm like.
He's like basically miming, oh my God, look at that ass.
Right. So hot. So the guy's ordering his drink. I'm ordering my drink. And Josh comes up between us and goes, so Ricky, when you went to the doctor last week, did the doctor clear you for that herpes that you had? And I was like, I was so embarrassed.
The mouth of the South is at it again.
Oh, I was so embarrassed. I was like, I just couldn't even speak. I was like, oh my God. And the guy was like, and then just walks away. Like
just
he had like a
like
dirty
scowl.
Like, oh. And then walks away.
And when he sees you online, he's now going to know you as the herpes guy.
Oh, no.
Guy.
We're not done yet. We're not done yet. So I had a few drinks in me. And usually when I get a few drinks in me, I'm a little bit more brave.
Frisky.
And I'm touchy-feely.
Or annoying.
Oh. You're going to turn off the wrong microphone.
The mute isn't working anymore.
Bitch.
What's up with that?
I put a spell on you.
I don't know what happened.
Why don't you finish your story?
No, shut up. Don't tell me what to do. Not trying to talk.
Producer.
So, anyway, I had about 5 more drinks.
Just 5?
And that was in like 40 minutes. And this guy was at the bar again. And I was like, oh no, I'm going to say something this time. So he's too fucking cute. I never do this, you guys. I never, ever approach somebody. First of all, that person approached me.
Again,
begging to know that story still.
Yeah.
Mark is dying for it.
Yeah, because it's a classic.
It's a good one.
And Lauren was here, and I was like,
kiss it.
I think that if James announces,
no,
then you need to.
No, that is completely different.
No, it's not.
Completely different.
No, it's not.
Mom might listen to this stuff.
Wait, was he a listener?
Who? Oh, yeah. The hot guy?
Yeah. No. Yeah, the story.
No.
Oh, no. That's totally different. That was before. No, that was. Yeah, I did have the podcast then still. Mm-hmm. Or I had just started it. But anyway, off track.
This guy's
at the bar again. Mm-hmm. And I walk up to him drunk. And I was just like, excuse me. I have to tell you that you are the most beautiful man I have ever seen in my life. And I was drunk. So, of course, that was a little delayed.
I just want to tell you.
Pretty much.
So beautiful.
And he smiled. And I about melted into the floor. And then he was like, oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then Josh came up and was talking to me. And then the guy was like, oh, yeah, I heard what you said about your herpes situation. That was kind of sad. And I was like, that is not true. He goes, I know. It was funny. It made me laugh. So then I was like, so what's up? And he's like, you don't weigh 350 or more. Sorry.
Did he actually say that?
Not in those words, but that's what I heard.
Of course, that's what you heard. I want to know what he said.
You're not quite big enough for me. That's what he said.
Well, at least he was honest that you didn't like continue on the quest of mounting.
Oh, no, I still kept going. And I was like, you do know smaller guys have fun too, right? I said, I used to weigh 330 pounds. You want to see me?
Mm-hmm. I've got a big man.
I still have the skin.
But we were...
Oh.
I'm joking.
Rude.
Actually, I've never seen you without your shirt on. I don't know if you do or not.
I've seen you without your shirt on.
I know.
And we're going to show everybody that in Vegas too.
Apple.
So then we take the shuttle bus home, which is fucking scary because it has like skulls like all over like drawn on it or whatever. It looks like a demon bus. And that guy gets on the bus and Josh and I are just like, oh my God, there he is. So we went up behind the seat and we're like, oh my God, he's right there. Like we're like those little schoolgirls. But anyway, my feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
There are some hot fucking people in the city that if I would have been the same weight that I was last year, I could have had them.
You know what's funny, though, is that...
How many people have you had already, Bo?
Oh.
That Ooh. Is inappropriate.
Oh. That are not...
That is so inappropriate.
Are they not hot?
Oh.
Not all of them.
So?
At least he's honest.
You gotta dig through the garbage to get that... You gotta dig through the garbage to get that...
Bill's about to fall off his chair.
That was the most truthful thing that I think I have heard you say in a long time.
Bill even had the power ballad fist.
But you know, though, the thing is, though, is like when you were that big and like you couldn't find someone, or when you are and you think that you're the fat, you know, you're a fatty and no one wants you, blah, blah, blah. And you just hope and pray and wish that there were people that like people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden now you're bitching because people like them and don't like you because you lost weight. It's an interesting perspective.
Because I am too fat for others and too skinny for others. It sucks.
We all are.
I mean, James LeRoy is way too fat for people. And he's never skinny enough.
I'm confused by that.
I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat. Even professionally, like when I was the, you know, when I did professional theater. Oh, there's some evil glare thing.
No, I was just staring over at the Bacardi bottle.
But no, I'm telling you, I have been not cast in shows because I was too fat. I've been not cast in, you know, regional tours and things because I wasn't fat enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the fuck?
Rude.
Ouch.
So anyway.
So that's the hot guy.
Yeah.
And I guess the phone call was the phone call we just had. Yeah. But we have a couple more, so we'll go that in a second.
The Vegas is a go.
Yay.
Yes, we are.
Even though we'll be broke ass hoes.
God, yeah. No.
Well, I already told James our first thing we're doing.
Groupon and shit.
Well, first of all, we do need to Groupon.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I know.
Second of all, we need to find a liquor store, go buy in bulk, and use the ice machine.
We need to find a Costco there.
Oh, your Costco card.
We can get some.
Let me add a city Kirkland to my Groupon right now.
We can get some Kirkland vodka.
We should see if they have a Costco down there since we just got a Costco card.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to add Las Vegas right now.
Yeah, we're going super late Thursday night, and we do have a hotel just for that night.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, then we'll get to see Nessa on Friday. Well, no, he's. I thought we all have.
Huh? I didn't hear what you said.
I said at least Bill and I have a hotel. Oh,
that's because you might have had other lodging.
No, I don't.
Not anymore.
No.
Not yet.
No. Not yet.
Yeah. The Craigslist profiles haven't been
updated.
Updated.
That's rude.
And
truth.
No.
I'm just letting you know.
Bitch face.
We've never traveled together. Mm-hmm. We've never been in hotels together. And
this is going to be interesting.
There better not be any kind of ad anywhere about the door will be propped open.
Oh, God. And really? I'll be you asked, think I would do that?
And I'll be lubed my ass in the air.
I put a hanky on it. The door never stays open.
I have two roommates. You'll have to be super quiet.
Right. No, you have three roommates.
You got to slide.
Well, on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
What are we going to do Thursday night? Are we going to go out drinking or go to a club or something?
Fuck, I don't know.
Because we're not getting there until like 12 at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it probably
which will be three, not two for us.
We'll probably go to bed so that we can actually get up and do something on Friday.
And no.
Well, the hotel we're staying in on the way there is just a little south, so you're going to have to
hike it.
Yeah. Either way, yeah, I'm excited to meet some people.
Me too. There's going to be a bunch of fucking people there.
I still need to listen to some of the other podcasts so I can get to know them. But,
you sure do.
Oh, wait.
I'm
oh,
sad.
Wait, but why haven't I? Because someone won't send me a list of ones that know they're going.
I don't even know the ones that are going. But if you listen to Big Patty, you would know the list.
I know somebody who's not
going. So how about that?
Then obviously you don't know either because you've never sent me the list that you could have heard on Big Patty.
Why should I do the work for you?
I love because you said you would.
What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
No, you totally said I know someone who's not going.
Oh, I guess that's what I did.
I do get to meet one of my Tumblr followers.
Oh, Brian. No, not Brian. Frank.
Is that his real name?
Bloody Coward?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Frank.
I'm very excited.
Frank, Brian, and Christian are from That's What She Said podcast, and they're going to be there. And apparently, we can do, we're only going to have an hour to do what the show we want to do, but if we want to do extras, we can break in during the night and, you know, just start talking, and we could do shows with other podcasters.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big old podcasting orgy.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I just hope, I need to be good when I drink and not, like, try to rape people and...
Or run your mouth.
Run my mouth or... Well, of course I'm going to motorboat every single woman there. But
well, that's different. We're going to have some kind of like button or
like
hand signal.
10-second filter.
And shut your mouth. Remember, they might be friends.
No, I'm a good boy. So,
I do think though that if any of you are listening and you're going to be there and you're single, you might want to cover your holes.
Just saying.
Let's see here. We have. What should we do? Phone calls.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why isn't it working?
I guess we're not doing a phone call.
I guess we're not. What the fuck?
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys, and we've got some phone calls. There you go.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Okay, I think I was told not to play the first one and the second one, so I hope that's the case.
Hey, Ricky, this is Ramble. Please don't play that first message. Alaska was horrible, so I'm leaving you another one. Hey, guys, this is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead. Just want to let you know that it was a great fun to finally meet all of you at the Market Days, and it was really, really cool. And I'm standing there listening to Darren, Chris, and all of a sudden Bill walks over and goes, "Are you Ramble Redhead?" And I thought that was so much fun. And then I got to meet the one, the only Mr. James Leroy.
Woo.
And you both are so adorable, and aww, I'm really, really happy for you about your new place and all that new love and all this good stuff. So I really wish you all the best, and here's to me.
Ricky, shut up.
Shut in your fucking hole.
The sighing and the eyes and the full body roll that just happened was a little much to bear.
You let him finish. Yes. We're going alphabetically. Bill James.
Many years. And then Mr. Ricky, the one, the only Ricky Burton. I was so happy to talk to you on the phone and then be able to meet you in person. Your friends are so much fun, and you are a really great guy, and I really am so happy for you and how you love it in Chicago. And then, of course, the one.
See, I like these messages better. Okay. This part of the message.
Okay. Now, are you sorry for what you just did?
No.
No, because he didn't say he likes these messages. He corrected it too. I like this part of the message.
The only Miss La 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 Lauren, the wonderful woman that you get to share a place with. She is such an amazing person, and I had a lot of fun hanging out with her on Sunday with Tom and Terry. So it was a lot of fun. So I just want to say thank you for taking time to meet with me and talk with me, and I look forward to tuning again soon. And if anything, hopefully in Vegas, and I can buy you all an alcoholic beverage.
Yes.
So anyway, I wish you all the best, and keep up the great job with the show. I love it, and I've been listening to your show today, and it's great. So I really, really thankful that you guys are doing the podcast. So anyway, you guys take care, and remember to always listen to my show too, RambleRedhead.com. All right? Good boy, good boy.
Good boy.
Ramble Redhead will be in Vegas.
Nice.
He will be there. So we will get to see him again. Thank you for your kind words. That was really nice what you said about
me.
Oh,
big fatty.
We were on his introduction today on his show, I think. Or yesterday. Let's listen to it.
Oh, nice.
Of course. No, we're not going to listen to it because everybody knows already what we said about him. So that's kind of stupid. Right?
What?
Well, while he's looking it up. Do we want to talk about something else?
Oh, hey.
Oh, what the Lord Jesus, that's a nice ass.
Right?
What podcast is that?
Big Freddy. That's the Babble On podcast.
There's a big old butt, a bear butt on it.
Big old butt. And it's, you know, that's Latino.
It's a nice ass. Maybe. I'll tell you that much.
You are an expert.
I think this is.
I remember my grandma got me a sweater one time. It was white wool. This was like during the 90s, so that's when sweaters were cool. It was itchy, so I had to have a black turtleneck. I actually wore a turtleneck under it. Mm-hmm. But I remember it being white wool, and it had these huge leather polka dots all over it.
Oh, hot.
It was hideous, and I think there may be a picture. My mom probably has a picture of me in it.
I bet Big Fatty would like that sweater. Because it's probably dotted with leather.
Right. Big Fatty is of the leather community.
Oh.
He calls it the horror.
And he wears a kilt. And I saw what's underneath it once.
Yeah.
Oh,
ooh.
My God. His balls are
big,
so huge.
Old balls. They're like bigger than a bull's balls.
So anyway, that's what he used. What he does is uses, anytime someone talks about him on other shows, he uses that as the introduction onto his show. So then people know to go to new podcasts if they hear new stuff. So I think that's really cool.
Love to get to hear La La Lauren.
He's got big balls. Big balls. Oh, Lord.
It is such a nice ass.
It is so wonderful. It's so edible.
Mm-hmm.
So what else we got to talk about?
I just want to jab Chaser on the show with me so I can have that moment.
Yeah. Oh.
Instead of you guys.
First of all, yeah. I don't care who you like or what you like or whatever. That was a nice ass.
It was very nice.
It wasn't
ass.
White.
Oh my God.
You don't like your own kind?
No.
What the hell?
He could have. I didn't say it wasn't nice.
He could have been white. He could have just been tan.
I didn't say it wasn't
Shut
nice.
Up, Rudy.
Just go with it.
You can't tan the inside of that crack.
If you want to be removed from the list, then please press 9. But to get the free information on how you can explode your MPB business by 300 to 400%,
I want
to
explode something.
We get calls like that all the time.
I'm going to press 9.
Let's see. We got some more email. Can we go? What else do we have on the list? Do we have?
Yeah, if you refresh Bjorn emails.
Okay, we'll look at another email here in a second. Patrick from New York, who is the one that donated some money to us. He said, or this was from Pod is My Co-Pilot, where we're talking about, we didn't know if there was any podcasters in the Northeast. Well, there are.
That was
even
funny.
Though I said,
that was funny.
Even though I was like, they're going to be like, oh my God, I'm in the Northeast, you don't listen to me. Which I haven't heard any of that yet, so maybe they don't even listen to that show. I don't know. But he goes, you wondered if anyone podcasted in the East. I try to keep up with these East Coasters. The Six Pack out of New York City. Cocktails and Cream Puffs out of Buffalo, New York, which I knew about them. The Smellcast out of Ithaca, New York, which I've heard of them before. Hear him. Poking It with a Stick out of Philly. And Not Into Horror, but Scream Queens is also out of New York City. Also, my two takeaways from Ricky's guest hosting on Pod is My Co-Pilot had to be Ginger Jesus and hot Latino men I'd lick on their dirtiest day.
I do love the, what was the Carolina shirts or whatever with the big, huge holes?
Oh,
from
no.
Armpit
Cajun cutoffs.
Cajun cutoffs. That was funny.
I'm going to try to work that into conversation tomorrow. Hopefully not in a meeting at work.
Nice.
Excuse me.
Did you listen to the show yet?
The one
Pop's my co-pilot?
No, he has not.
First of all, why are you giving me the attitude? Because out of the two of us, I'm one that's probably listened to more podcasts of other people. And you're looking at me like you're giving me a hard time that I
haven't. Yeah, because you work from home and you can do that.
I
have a bunch of podcasts I listen to.
I cannot.
Don't compare your greatness to mine because it'll never be.
It has nothing to do with the greatness. I have was on the phone the last 2 days from start till finish.
Where?
That time of the month.
Oh, no.
I got to do my one-on-ones. I got to put people on corrective
action. Isn't that weird, one-on-one on the phone?
Not really. I
gotta
do
you should at least do some kind of Skype so you can see them.
I don't have a work camera, and neither do they.
Most laptops come with cameras?
Not when you buy the, like, the work buys the, you know, the professional ones, no. Anyway, okay. No, yeah. I've got shit to do.
Are we ready for the next video?
Yeah.
Let's switch over to the internet.
Let's do it.
See if it'll work. Oh my God, my stomach is growling. Oh no. Oh my God.
What is it called?
Another pooped underwear.
Ew.
Oh. Is that first picture thumbnail?
Let's get you banned from 5 more rooms today.
It's that same guy.
You gotta go. You gotta.
This is diaper shitter.
Say it and then immediately leave before they can catch you.
It sounds like the same voice.
It's that.
Oh.
Ew. Oh, he's packing it. Oh, he's packed.
Ew.
Oh my God.
What?
He was packing it.
Can we watch that again?
Ricky.
He's in the poop now.
Ew. And it was Tidy Whitey's too.
Are you going to do the third one and just do it?
Yeah, let's do the third one. This one doesn't look bad because it looks like an article. Oh, no. If this is like...
The BME Pain Olympics final round.
I don't know if I can handle if it's like...
Okay,
super gross.
Wait, first of all, look at the picture at the top right hand corner. Look how his
hands. How to fuck without coming.
Don't come until you see this, but look his hands. He has
it's
his,
like a big old piece of meat.
It's like his fingers are like so far up her vagina that it's like you're like grab like he's gonna lift her
it's like
off
a bowling,
the table.
Like he's grabbing her
like
pelvic bone
ball.
And just
it's like a bowling ball.
These look real.
Those are some nasty.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! No!
Did it explode?
Yeah, and now it's electric.
Oh, no.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
I can't do it. No.
What?
We are not watching this. I cannot watch this.
Just play it.
No.
Come on. Just do it. You don't have to watch.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay, let's a B?
What?
I'm confused.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh. Those were the buckyballs.
Okay, I'm done.
Those buckyballs came out of his penis.
Yeah. Oh. Ew. Wow. Wow.
Ew.
You guys, where we stopped the first time, this guy literally split his penis in half with a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Like going up, like you're slicing a hot dog in half.
It was like the Faces of Death, but with penis. And then the very first thing was someone taking their uncut penis and putting a firecracker in it.
That's such a good waste of skin.
And breathe. And exhale.
So on other creepier notes. So on Tumblr today, I came across a post for, what's it called, James? I sent you the email.
Oh, yeah. The Shit, where is
yeah,
that?
Basically, it's a social networking site for alarm clocks. So basically, you can actually, you know, sign up through it, you know, with your Facebook info. But you sign up, and then you choose if you want to be woken up by a male or female, and some random stranger calls you in the morning. Now, I guess the thing is that you can also go to the website and you want to wake up people. You can call people, but they don't actually give you the numbers. They actually kind of...
Old school,
connect, I guess, connect the two of you together. But really, that's just kind of asking for problems. What's it called?
Social alarm clock.
Because like, this is what I imagine happening. Who wants to play along with me?
Sure.
Okay. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
It's got to ring one more time.
Oh.
Let's start over.
Wait, that was kind of like on A Hot in Cleveland, which is like, no. Old man's not going to answer the ring after the first ring. Oh, I'm sorry. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
Oh my God, is he dead?
Ring, ring. Hello?
Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
Good morning.
No.
What are you wearing?
What? Who is this?
How many hairs do you have on your toes?
Do
you have a vagina?
I specifically asked for a woman.
Can I come on your face?
And goodbye.
Thanks for waking me up!
That would make me a Krabby Patty in the morning.
I kind of want
to sign like talking to people.
I kind of want to sign up for it, though, to try it.
Yeah, you do that.
You know, it's going to happen, and somebody's phone numbers are going to be leaked out, and then people are going to be killed. Do you see the top of this anywhere?
I'm going to sign up, Ricky.
No, you are not going to sign up my number.
I'm going to sign up the Foul Monkeys. Oh, do it with the Foul Monkeys phone number.
That might be fun.
Let's do
it. And we can call other people in other countries. Like, during our recording time, it's like waking time there. Good job, Bill.
Yes.
We'll do it. But right now, right now.
Not right now, yeah. Homework assignment.
How long have we been? Is it time to go? Because I'm hungry, y'all.
I'm starving.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text messages at 863-666-0377 like Casey in Denver does.
Yeah.
He's always text messaging me.
Holla.
You can also email us at jamesleroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter, foulmonkeys or jamesleroyfm.
You can also check out our Tumblr page at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com
or watching our face...
Pat it, path it. Check out our Facebook fan page.
Oh, you guys, before we leave Vegas, the No Hate campaign is going to be there at the same weekend we're going to be there. Now, I know it costs money. It's $40 for an individual or $25 per person in a photo.
Yeah, you need to. Did you read the rest of that?
Yeah, we had to be there from 2 to 6.
It's a long time to wait for them to call your number.
No, they give us a number, and then they give us a time frame to come back.
Yeah. We'll talk.
Can we just take that out? Because you just ruined it for me. Way to go. Now I'm not even hungry. But anyway, if you guys are interested, let us know. Or if you want to do your own thing, that's fine. They take, I think, 8 photos of you, and then they pick the best one, and then they Photoshop it, and then it's available to you like 6 weeks later or something.
Oh, it's nice that they take so many, though.
Huh?
It's nice that they take so many. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of want to do it, but if you guys aren't going to do it, then I probably won't.
No, we can
no, figure it out. No, it's over.
OMG. We don't even know what we're doing while we're there anyway.
I know, right?
And it is, like you said, it is a Pride weekend there, so yeah. We might be at the...
We're going to be at the parade because we're going to be done in the East Coast with the shows by the time the parade starts, so we'll be at the parade.
And this is at the festival,
mm-hmm.
too, so...
All right, so... I guess we could have done that before we said our goodbyes. Goodbye, y'all.
Bye.
Oh. That is inappropriate.
Oh. That are not.
That is so inappropriate.
Are they not hot?
Oh.
Not all of them.
So?